And welcome to the Tales of Longbox podcast. This is episode 185. Holy crap, 185. Spotlight on DC Comics, New 52, Futures End. That's a mouthful. Number 20, and more than likely, we'll probably get 21 in there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I am Chris Mosby.
And I am Caleb Gerard. Not freezing to death, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, it's not as cold as it has been, but it is still quite chilly.
I'm Murray Fox, and I am freezing to death.
Murray was just telling us they're expecting -40 below temperatures, and we asked him if that was Celsius and Fahrenheit, and he said at that temperature it doesn't really matter, which I agree. It's damn cold.
Yeah.
You know, It was 50 degrees in the shade where I was, and I was, my nipples were hard, it was so cold.
I saw that somebody put a picture on Facebook, and it was like 50 in Florida, and everybody was in coats and scarves, and then 50 in Minnesota, and there was a bunch of kids in shorts and t-shirts running around out in the sun, so yeah, that's about what it is, yeah. So... Futures End, number 20. I am so behind on my reading. It's terrible.
I am not. I'm one issue behind on this series. And
no, that's not bad.
It's gotten incredibly incredible.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Well, let's dig in.
Okay. You guys are cutting in and out a lot on me. We'll see if it gets bad. Who wants to do this one?
I'll go ahead and do number 20.
Number 20, the creepiest cover in the series so far.
All right, yes. This is the Ryan Sook cover of the looks like Clockwork Orange moment for the Joker. Mm-hmm. But we discover more about that later. You know, they got his eyes pried open and his mouth held open in a smile, Joker-esque smile. And he's got blood running down from his forehead, sort of like in... See, I always knew movie references. I was going to say the Fifth Element, where they had the blood.
Oh, yeah, down. Yeah, the black gooky stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like his skin's, well, I don't know, you can, maybe that's what, up at the very top, over the looks like maybe you can see his brain, but I'm not really sure.
It's The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
this is done by a lot of people, lots and lots of people, but it looks like Aaron Lopresti is the artist on this particular issue with Art Thibbert doing the inks. Thibbert? I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. T-Bear? I don't know. T-Bear, maybe? I don't know.
T-Bear. It's T-Bear. He's a new rapper. T-Bear.
T-Bear.
Nice.
All right. So, as always with the series, we open 5 years from now. This time we're in Metropolis, and we have some poor schmuck security guard walking along, getting decked by a gloved fist, and the person is, I guess, escaping out of a building, and he gets to the roof access, and he or she picks a lock, ties a rope to a not particularly stable-looking pipe sticking out of the top of the building, but that's just artistic interpretation. And then they dive off the building face first and then still end up crawling down the side of the building. So I don't quite understand that maneuver, but whatever. I guess you needed to really get off that roof really quickly.
Yeah.
I think it was more using the roof to get access to another roof. If you, the next couple panels over, you see him jump and then land on another roof. Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, so... So the rope is a little short to get to the ground, but that's okay, because he's a superhero. And then he unhooks his carabiner and flips, keeping his hat on this whole time, mind you, flips to a very posh-looking deck on another building and lands a little awkward and says, damned me. Looks like he's got a key in his hand, too. Yes, he does. And opens the door and... About time, voice off. And I've been expecting a Red Robin move like this for weeks, Mr. Corcoran. and I should have expected Lois Lane to be waiting, who is in fact waiting for Corcoran, the former Tim Drake. Now the, what's his first name? Corcoran?
It doesn't matter.
Cameron, maybe? Really
Corey?
Cameron?
Clifton.
Clifton Corcoran. So she's standing there. He's clearly in the office of the Fast Lane, which is her internet or her blog site. Which, by the way, I like that name for them.
Fast Lane. Yeah, that was a good. That's actually a good idea.
So she starts talking to him. I assume you're here to go through my computer to see what I have on you. Seeing as how you outed Shazam as Superman. Yeah, I don't want to be your next headline. He says to her. The way you broke in, it's obvious that you were Red Robin. Why fake your death? Why hide all these years? Off the record, he asks. For now. Well, that's kind of dickhead. For now. It was a war. I didn't fake anything. The other Titans were spread out over. So he tells her anyhow, by the way, why he did it. So he basically says, you know, everyone else was dead. What was the point? I failed. Red Robin came out of nowhere and nailed the parademon that was about to kill me. I was just starting to crawl away from my apocalypse when an apocalypse bomb hit. The blast sent me flying. When I woke up with my costume in shreds and Wonder Girl's brains splattered all over me, I was done. I claimed amnesia without the ID. Medics treated me as John Doe. My new start. So, real quick, rarely do costumes get shredded in comic books, so it must have been quite the bomb.
That's true. Not a superhero costume? Yes.
It doesn't get shredded often. So she says post-traumatic stress. Does Batman know? Probably. Don't really care. I run a bar. Someone wants a beer, I give them one. It's simple. They're happy, I'm happy. What about Madison, his ex, the chick who showed up in the book? With her father convicted of conspiring with the enemy, she had a tough time of it. Just like we, together, we're coming out of it. She says, you're setting up for her up for a fall, Cal. Oh, maybe Cal something. All right. I could not put up with a boyfriend who's lying, living a lie, a double life. I expect him to tell me or it'd be over. An ironic statement coming from Lois Lane.
Yeah.
Noted, he says. And she pulls out her little box with this box of stuff sent me looking for you, courtesy of a mystery man. Any idea who might have sent it? And in the box we have Red Arrow. He wanted you to find me. I think this is the arrow that he used to kill that parademon. These coordinates, he probably wants me to go there. Any idea why? I tried that. It's nothing but an ocean. There has to be something there, he says. You'll go? No way. I'm done. Physically, mentally, I can't do this anymore. I'd say physically he's actually up to it. He just propelled up a building and jumped.
Yeah, I know. He's gunshot is what he is, sounds like to me.
And how he knew that was a particular arrow, I'm going to set that aside to suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
It's got parademon blood on it.
Yeah, there we go.
It smells bad.
That's right. It smells like parademon.
Parademon stank all over it. All right. Now we're 35 years from now, and we're in New York City. Now, I'm questioning, is this 35 plus 5, or is it 35 from now? From now.
That's what I would think that's what that means, yeah.
So we're 30 years in the future from where this story normally goes. Got it. Okay, math. I work for a financial company, and math is not my strong suit. So we get the brother eye. Father? Father, is there something wrong? Daisy. And we get the old Mr. Terrific. He's all, I can't imagine what would give you that idea, he asks brother eye. Well, you haven't touched your... He's talking to food. Oh, that was sarcasm, says brother eye. I, EYE, still have so much to learn. I'm aside here. There's no point in writing down EYE. That's for us. I know as the reader, I get that, but...
Yeah. Well, it is a computer, and I'm sure... Well, I don't know. You're right. There is no... It's just that is a visual thing. You're absolutely right.
It bugged me when they did it in Legion of Superheroes, and it bugs me now.
Yeah, I could see. I think, I don't know, it might have bugged me then, but it doesn't really bug me right now. That's bugged just... me then. Well, okay, there you go.
And Murray, I assume you find it cute?
No, I don't like it.
You don't like
it? I don't like it.
You don't like it either? That's... Okay.
No, I think it's pretentious.
Two out of three podcasters thinks it's pretentious.
Yeah. and one just doesn't care either way.
I doubt it'd be one way or the other.
And Terry says, please don't patronize me. Patronizing pretentious bastard.
It's like, okay, now that makes more sense to me. Him saying I, because it is brother I.
It's his name. I get that. It's his name.
Makes sense, but it's like he's talking, the robot's talk, or the floaty thing is talking in the third person when he says it.
Yep.
There, okay,
it's
there we go.
It's just too cutesy for words. It's just, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like it when they had Violet.
That was Leviathan.
Well, I actually like Leviathan. I just didn't like him when she was all Emerald Empress'd out.
Yeah, I didn't care for that either.
All right. But that's what, two, three iterations ago of the Legion. So.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Let it go, man.
Patronize a father? What an interesting concept. One to ruminate on. But first, I have something to show you. And Brother I shuts the shades. Kind of cool. Will you need assistance, Father, or will you... No, I'll cooperate. Thank you, says Brother I. Now, what is it you need to burden me with? And I made you aware that there have been certain individuals that have resisted assimilation. Among those was our father. That is no longer the case. And Terry's like, Bruce? Is he alive? Of course. Other father was the rebel leader. Other father. Oh, so he's raised.
Yeah.
Very modern family of them. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That's right.
Other father is sending an assassin back. It's my two dads. It's Paul Reiser and.
Yeah, exactly. Greg Evigan, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Very good.
Yeah.
DJ and the Bear.
Yeah, I watched other that father. Show.
Which one? BJ and the Bear or my two dads?
Both, actually. More BJ and the Bear than my two dads, but I did watch both of them off and on.
Other father said.
What was the premise? What was the premise behind my two dads? I vaguely remember it.
The lady shows up with a kid, and it's like one of you two is the father, but I don't know which one. Goodbye. Or was it the mom died? I think
probably
it was,
both.
Yeah, it was that. I think she died, and she put her in the will that. You know, it had to be one of you two, but I have no idea. And why they couldn't just do a DNA test. Of course, that was years ago.
Yeah, this was before DNA was invented.
Yeah, so it wasn't – it probably wasn't – I mean, that would have killed Boris, but neither one of them knew who the father was, so they both raised – I think it was a little – was it a little boy or a little girl?
Girl.
So, yeah, that made it even better. So there you go.
It was Tom Selleck. Tom Selleck was the dad. No, wait a minute. It was Ted Danson. I'm sorry. It was Ted Danson.
Yeah,
Ted Danson
that was a whole other movie with three dads, that though.
Right. Love that movie. Anyhow.
Not bad.
Other father sent an assassin back in time to stop me. Time? He was able to travel. Yes, he created a device that made it. Basically, he's filling him in that Nick G is back in time trying to stop this all from happening. And he extracted the information via... And then he pulls back and he shows that he has tubes sticking into Bruce Wayne's head. Lovely. And Terry's like, oh, God. I will travel with time and stop other father's assassins, says Brother I. And you see the big smiling, and assuming the Joker's smile, I will make you proud of me, Father, says Brother I. Very weird. And now we are 5 years from now, so all this time travel stuff makes me hurt. So we're in Katniss Island now. And Lana Lang, who's everywhere nowadays, must we You could have stayed behind at the bungalow, says Deathstroke. We're a team, Cole. And Slade and Lana and the best sidekick ever, says 50 Sue. Teams stick together. Through thick and thin, says Cole. That better not be sarcasm, 50 Sue says. I look like I've got a death wish. Do you have to keep playing with that thing? Miss it? I put it back in if you like. So it's one of those the probie things that they're using to control everything. This was the one that was inside Cole that she 50 sued out of him.
Yeah, probably through an orifice that he didn't want, knowing her.
I'm guessing, yeah, it's sort of a colonic in reverse. Boom! It's coming to get you, Cole! Says 50 Sue, sigh. Must you provoke her? I wasn't incoming. Where are you going? Asks one of the controlled people. Fine, thanks. Yourself? I would prefer you not interact with Faraday, the Faraday beam, if that is your destination. No moss growing on you, says Cole. So, they're basically screwing with Brother Eye right now. And Brother Eye notes that Cole has been severed from the controlling chain, whatever. Oh, sort of Borg-like.
Yeah.
He was the cutest. Isn't that right? Locutus? Locutus?
No, sorry.
Do you mean I had an 8-year-old surgeon remove an implant from my back without benefit of anesthesia? Guilty. Welcome, says 52. I would prefer you not interact with the Faraday being if that is your destination. Back off, says 52. You agreed that we'd have unrestricted access to the whole island as long as we didn't interfere with whatever it is you're doing. Which, by the way, we couldn't care less about. Bye-bye now. And Lana's like, we don't care? I don't care. Do you care, Fluffy? Fluffy being the thing that she pulled out of Cole's back. Can you please not go? Fluffy loves you, Cole, says 50 Sue. I could give it, don't say it. Oh, stereo. So basically, they don't want to provoke 50 Sue.
Yeah, this is Keith Giffen repertory, I think, isn't it?
It was. And they enter into Faraday's office, and he's got his back to them. He's looking out the window, and he says, "You've run of the island. All things considered, should I be concerned? Wasn't sure we'd find you alive," says Deathstroke, "or in your right mind. To what do I owe the honor?" Asks Faraday, has my employment been terminated? Asks the Terminator. not that I know of. Then here I am. Here we are, says 50 Sue. And here you are. I'd have thought you'd poured off the island as soon as things started getting hinky. Every Cadmus employee on the island slaughtered by Brother Eye, and he calls it hinky. Cash has a point, says Terminator. Why didn't you tell... Look, because... As you may have noticed, Brother Eye has compromised the island system. That's systems, plural. I'd just as soon not make a jump without reliable computer system location coordinates. Brother Eye, remember? Then you're trapped here with us, asked Cole, or Cash, okay, and Cole. It does appear to be the case, says Faraday. So what's our next move, asks Lana, who got short. Oh, she's sitting down. I was going to say she got really short all of a sudden, but...
She's had a rough day. She needs to put her feet up.
I agree. So she's wearing heels. All right. So what's our next move? So they look around. It's a silent panel where they're all kind of looking at each other. You got an idea? I got an idea. She's like, you gotta be kidding me. Nothing. No one's got a plan or whatever. We free the island from Brother Eye's villainy. Pass, says Cole. She didn't mean it. Are you trying to get us all killed? Really? I really look that stupid? Really? Says Faraday. I'm enjoying this. Sorry. This is my office. Shortly after Brother Eye made its move, I made mine. I disabled the surveillance feeds. I'm sorry. Did I say disabled? I meant destroyed. Then we can talk freely in here? Asked Cash. I wouldn't go that far. Damn it all, Faraday. Can Brother Eye hear us or not? I'm gonna say no. You don't think it can read lips, do you? And we look outside the window, and we've got Hot Girl from Earth 2 hovering outside the window. And she's just watching in with her glowy, pupilless eyes. There's a pleasant thought, right? Okay, we're out of here, says Kat, says Terminator, Deathstroke. To where? Asks Lana, who still has her lab coat on. Nah, whatever. We could go to my ultra top secret authorized personnel only trespassers will be eviscerated super secure sidekick bunker, says 50 Sue. Your what? Sidekick bunker? I suppose we could. I mean, any port in the storm and all that. Lord knows it will be secure. Wait a minute. Trespassers will be what? And we are now in New York City. Unfortunately, we're in New York City now. So she says she wants to get it on. Yeah. She hot? So we got two guards standing outside a locked door, a Triff Attack in New York City. And one of the guards, yeah. And she says she's afraid that she falls in love too easy. Dude, I'm on such a killer streak right now. And from in the vault, let us out of here. We go in and there's the key and Coil.
Yep, Coil.
We have rights. No, you don't. Not until you're arrested. Technically, you're very wrong, but I do get your point. You shouldn't go in there alone, sir, said the guard. I'm not. He's got a couple of U-spheres floating behind him. Or T-spheres. T-spheres, U-spheres? I don't know.
Yeah, those are T-spheres, I think.
Those are T-spheres? Okay. Oh, the U-spheres are the one that he's giving everyone. Got it.
Yep.
Right. Gentlemen, my name is Mr. Terrific. We know who you are. Let's get down to business. Edward Duff, a.k.a. Coil, and Key. You had your name legally changed to Key? Well, who am I to judge? I changed mine to Mr. Terrific.
I think I'm going to do that. No, wait. Mr. Awesome. That's even better. That's what I'm going to change my name to.
I thought you changed to Mose. Let's go Mose.
Yeah, Mose? Yeah, there you go. I like that. A lot easier sign things.
And that's a problem. But by attempting to steal the U-sphere, you weren't just robbing me, but every man, woman, and child on the planet. That's a bit bigger than a problem. And then Key and Cole look at each other like, uh-oh. You almost got away with it, too. Except for you pesky kids. I'm impressed with your skills. Judging by your records, you were working for someone else. I want that name. Now, I'm sure that you were contacted by my agent, by an agent of that name, but he. Who's that? Echoing. Okay, one I'd say. Okay, where was I? Okay, but I'm sure that you were contacted by an agent of that name, but Key, that's a puzzle for you. One I'd say kept you up at night till you unlocked it. So you know who hired you. Now, why should you give the name to me? Because I'm willing to hire you. Like I said, I'm impressed with your skills. I'm also said stealing the U-sphere was stealing from humanity. That's the way the press will play it. I'll see to it. So basically, he's offering them a job in exchange for not turning them over to the real authorities. And he's like, I'll exchange you. Come work for me. Just give me the name of who you work for. And they talk it over for a second. And it's Bruce Wayne. And
I forgot about Terrific. That.
Not a happy player. And we are now above the Wounded Duck. And we've got Madison bringing a couple coffees in to Cal Corcoran, who's now back home. Morning, Cal. When I woke up and saw you were gone, I assumed you went out for a run. Sorry for not telling you, Madison. Skinny latte, just as you like it. Those really don't look like jogging clothes. Have a seat, Mad. We need to talk. Oh, talk. That talk. It isn't me, it's you talk. Huh? No, not that at all. Remember when Lois Lane was here claiming that I used to be Red Robin? Of course. You should put her in her place. Awkward. Okay, I shouldn't have. It's true, Mad. My real name isn't Cal Corcoran. That's Tim Drake. You were Red Robin. You've been lying all this time? about who you were, who you are, just like my father did. And she leaves. Slam.
I think he's better off. She's too flaky.
She's too explosive.
Yes, yes, this is true.
That would be foreshadowing. No, it would not be. So we did. We find out the writers in this were Brian Azzarello, Jeff Lemire, David Juergens, and Keith Gibbon. As always, the penciler was, in fact, Aaron Lopresti, with ink by Art, whatever, however you pronounce his last name, ink, colors, Hi-Fi, letters, Taylor Esposito, cover, of course, by the awesome Ryan Sook.
Very good stuff.
We see scenes from the next issue, and it looks like we've got an Earth 2 story coming for us. In any case, I enjoyed that issue.
Yeah, that was good.
And we get a preview of the upcoming Gotham series.
Yeah. What do you guys think of that, anyway?
I haven't watched it in a while.
I haven't either, but wasn't really fond of what I've seen so far. I've got all the episodes, I just haven't watched them. I'd rather have Constantine back than that, though. But they've already renewed it.
Oh, yeah,
Gotham. Constantine?
Sure.
They haven't renewed Constantine yet. Oh. But they haven't canceled it either, the last I heard. Because when NBC announced a bunch of stuff and they said, okay, all these shows are coming back and then all these shows are canceled, they didn't mention Constantine at all.
All
right. Cool. So there's still hope.
Good luck.
When they moved it days, and that wasn't a good sign, but it hasn't been canceled officially, so I'm still hopeful. All right. I think I can do this one.
All righty.
Here we go. Number 21. We've got on the cover some... Oh, damn it. Ugh, sorry. I was up late gaming last night. We got a whole bunch of people. Got Green Arrow first. You got Red Arrow in the background. You got the newer Green Arrow, the Shadow Kid, or whatever her name is. A bunch of Teen Titans and others, all in various forms of superhero poses, kind of in smoky form over a looks like an invasion force coming to Earth, which I do believe that is the Earth 2 escape ships. 5 years from now, and we're on an island. Welcome to Green Arrow Island, Big Barda. Welcome to my army. And there's like a big arrowhead in the background, and Green Arrow is there all old Arrow style. You got Red Arrow and the Shadow Kid and Big Barda and Diggle standing there talking. And she's like, Green Arrow, Red Arrow, I thought you were both dead. Red Arrow, I thought you died in the war along with Scott and all the other superheroes from our Earth. Honestly, Barda, so much has happened since we left our Earth, I barely know where to begin. And Ollie says, well, I suggest you try. I'd rather clear the air now so we can get to work. You know where this all began as well as I do, Barda. You were there when the armies of Apocalypse invaded our Earth. It happened so quickly, and also you can see that in the 52 series, whatever, I forget the name of it. It had such an impression on me.
Yeah, what? World's End.
World's End, that's it. It happened so quickly, one moment it felt like we were here holding the line, not like we might actually repel them. But the parademons kept coming. Oh, excuse me. Holy shit, I'm sorry. Alright, I'm back. Parademons just kept coming, more and more of them, and cities started falling, literally crumbling. We had to act quickly. God, what would we have done without Green Lantern? He and the Flash and a few others held off the parademon hordes. And then you see...
You said hordes.
Yeah. Hordes, yes. You see the big ripping spaces, the boom tube, and you got the ships come through. And he's describing what happened. You got the ships, Scott Freeze... flying one of them, Dr. Fate, Aquawoman, and I don't know who that other... Oh, that's probably Barda. Power Girl there.
No, it's not. It's not Barda.
Fury chick.
Yep.
Superman and Wonder Woman's daughter. Wasn't that who that was supposed to be? And she was... Okay, never mind.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, that's true. Most of the heroes assembled... And the lead gunship, Mr. Miracle and Red Tornado, piloted that ship, along with Dr. Fate, Fury, Aquawoman, and others. Michael, Mr. Terrific, had interfaced from some sort of beacon, intercepted some sort of beacon from across dimensions. He claimed it came from another world, another Earth, on which we could find refuge. I only half believed him. I was just happy to be away from all that death, all that destruction. I was stationed on one of the cargo ships we used as a personnel transporter. It was stuffed with as many people as we could fit, men, women, and children who had lived through hell, torn from their homes. I also saw you there, Barda, hidden among the masses, trying to conceal yourself from the crowd, which, you know, is the big, shiny outfit. I'm sure that just was really easy to do.
Like she was serving up soup, and she was...
Yeah, foot tall. Yeah, she's huge. I considered questioning you, but I had bigger things to worry about, like making sure everyone on the ship had enough food and water. That's kind of a retcon, because I remember it was one of the Earth 2 issues where he got, like, blown to smithereens, it seems like. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. No, he didn't die after all. Let's see. The conditions aboard the ships were bad. We wouldn't last long in open space. I just prayed Terrific was right about the beacon. Anyway, we've seen a picture of Brother Eye.
Yeah.
We're seeing Earth with the moon there, and there's a big, you know, the flashy as they slide from one universe to the other. And he's continuing to talk about it. Then the apocalypse people, they followed him. And they're talking about that. We'll never outrun them. It's over! It's over! Game over, man! Oh, wait, that's a wrong show. It's never or over, Lois. There's nothing I can't get out of. Pretty good art. I like that art. Anyway, he's talking to Red Arrow. We don't have much time. Let's get the other ones and new people, get them to safety. Tell them to do the escape pods. Because there's no time. You have to go. We're going to hold them off for you. That's suicide, squad. Oh, wait, no. This is something else. You have time to turn around, Scott. No time, Arrow. Those people are in your hands now. This is it. And then you see Power Girl fly out with the boobage prominent, and she's blowing ships up. There's too many of them. They're going to be on top of us any minute.
Stay on target. Real quick, a little continuity issue, because at this point in the other books, and correct me if I'm wrong, Murray, she has changed over to the Supergirl costume, hasn't she?
I think so.
I adore.
This is, this story is published before this point in the actual Earth 2 one.
Right. It was published long before they got to this point of the story in World's End, but I think you're right.
Yeah, she's in the Supergirl modified Supergirl costume. Anyway, yeah, I must have.
Oh, the one with the, yeah, I remember now. It covered up the cleavage. That
was sad. No, it's gone back to it. She and Huntress are back on Earth 2.
That's right.
World's Finest has switched focus over to Superman, Batman of Earth 2, continuity issue. That's all. Just being
it is. Well, that's what happens when you write a prequel before you write the present.
Yeah.
I mean, things get screwed up. This happened. This happened earlier, and then it's like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, we forgot. Anyway, so they're fighting them off. And Mr. Miracle saying, there's no chance. It's like, we can slow them down, and he does a self-destruct. And Kathoom. Oh, take a drink. That's legit. That's a legit drink there.
That's a shot right there.
Mm-hmm. Kathoom. And he takes out a bunch of ships, but not all of them. And then you see Red Arrow going, no! Sorry, that was a little bit too over-dramatic, wasn't it? Sacrifice worked. The civilian ships made it to Earth, but so did some of the Apocalypse fleet. The blast got most of them, but not all. And then there's battle, war stuff going on. And then our heroes show up. You see the Teen Titans show up. And they're fighting, and then you see the scene that Drake talking about, where he kills the parademon with the arrow, and about that time, Yeah, everybody else is dead. That's terrible. Just terrible.
Now, what's the bomb that you talked about?
I don't know.
I thought it was like right afterwards in the previous issue, he talked about how the bomb went off like almost immediately.
Well, yeah, and the picture that I remember seeing them showing in earlier issues was him laying there sprawled out. Well, he's obviously awake and conscious when that picture's being taken there.
And his uniform is not in shreds.
Yeah, it isn't.
Well, it has been exploded in.
And didn't his didn't his leg look like funky too, to kinda show that he'd been hit? I don't know. Anyway. Obviously obvious problems there. And then we're seeing other scenes, nations ripped to shreds, et cetera, et cetera. You're seeing that crazy doctor is family getting killed up at the top of the thing, the one that was doing the transporter technology. And then you see Parademons with Storm Guard. You see some Aquaman and the others action. Probably some people from Atlantis, too, fighting more Parademons. And Big Barda facing off some of them. Heard of a one-woman army in Toronto taking out a whole battalion of Parademons before disappearing into the crowd. Now, what they don't mention is that in the World's End series, that she goes bad guy again, and somewhere between now, then, and now, she's good guy again. So, I don't, anyway. And so she goes, I don't need to know, I don't need you to already know, Red Arrow, I lived it. I want to know what the hell you're doing here. I want to know why Emiko insists that Scott is alive, even though I saw him die. And I want to know why you want to find Mr. Miracle so badly. Which, that's a really stupid-ass question. Aren't they, like, married or something? Like, they're not married in this one. Anyway, that's none of your damn business.
Whoa, this is New 52. There's no marriages.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Nobody's married.
You know what? I don't like how they have that arrow in the middle of his forehead.
Yeah, that looks dumb, doesn't it?
I've watched the movie The Jerk, like, 20 times, and he's going to go cross-eyed. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure that would bug you. Anyway, they're about to throw down, and Ollie says, maybe it's best if I took over. She says, please do, now. I always like the woman who knows what she wants. Hey, you know all about the war? Well, I do, but it's what happened after that I'm concerned with. So, hey, they're talking about how they're making people register if they're not from our planet, not from our universe, and so on and so forth, and, you know, how that looked, and he, you know, he tried to... Yeah, it looks like Amanda Waller, doesn't it? Or the old one. Faced them ostracized and feared. No jobs. Blamed you for bringing Apocalypse and its armies to our doorstep. Which is true, I have to mention. They did bring them here to, well, that Earth, anyway. I tried to do what I could. Yeah. Went against the GPA, which was the Global Peace Agency. Yeah, that's Gestapo all written all over it. used resources to help employ and feed and house as many refugees as I could. I knew the GPA was rotten. But even with my resources and my profile, I knew I needed proof I wanted to take them down. So then he talks about how he ran into Roy for the first time, or Red Arrow, and Deathstroke was trying to take him. And he, you know, shot an arrow at Deathstroke, and it went kablooey. And it had green powder, so maybe that was the Superman kryptonite arrow. He had to use it. Maybe that's what that was. I don't know.
By the way, the Earth 2 Red Arrow is actually Oliver Queen, just those.
That's right, yeah, it is another Oliver Queen, isn't it?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. It's not Roy. That'd be weird, hanging out with yourself. So what are you doing? Oh, I'm talking to myself. That's what I'm doing. Anyway, they're talking to him, and he's talking
In the recent issues of Constantine, he killed himself, so...
Yeah, that was something.
He's been hanging out on Earth 2, and he actually killed his Earth 2 version of himself.
Oh, in the book. I thought you were talking
in
about
the book.
In the comic.
No.
He did something funky like that in the show, too. That's a really good show. I hope they bring it back. Did I mention that? Show? I think I did. So, something else was going on. We were determined to figure it out. So, he uses Queen Tech and Justice League access and records of Vault or satellites. Port over every last detail of the battle in space and looking for clues. Still trying to piece together, a man named Maxwell Payne had apparently compromised codes to Earth's planetary defense shield days before the arrival of Armadas from your world, and we found two clues, two big ones. Second, during the battle in space, the Brother I satellite discharged a huge pulse of energy of 1.32 gigawatts. No, that's another shawl together. 3.5 seconds before
they're,
the gunship.
Their kids are assholes.
Yeah, exactly. 3.5 seconds before the gunship, piloted by Mr. Miracle, self-destructed. Took some doing, but he learned what it was about. And, okay, basically, they didn't die in a blast. They were teleported on the satellite of love. I mean, Brother Eye. But then they assumed it was a bad satellite, so they beat the crap out of it. And come to find out that it wasn't by that time. They damaged Brother Eye. Let's see. It's like, they're alive. Scott is alive, but where? That's why we're here, brother. You see, Brother Eye's archives go back a few moments after the heroes were teleported in. Oh, man, sorry. The last thing on record is a shuttle approaching and preparing to dock with it. That shuttle belonged to Cadmus, and among the crew listed in the log was a man named Slade Wilson, Deathstroke. It wasn't the GPA who'd been hunting you and the others. It was Cadmus, the same outfit that has Mr. Miracle now. And, of course, we've seen the funky thing with them all being, you know,
right.
Captured. They were working to figure it out. Deathstroke kept coming for me, saw something, and that's when he faked his death, and he came here to Green Arrow Resorts and Casino. And
there's Sue. I remember her. I'd have to go back and look at those early issues, but I don't remember her being there.
No, I don't either. Well, he was very first issue. He was just dead, so all that didn't happen. Or was that?
That only happened off. You're right. Of course. Yeah.
He was like the very first issue. He was dead, or was that the zero? I don't remember.
First issue.
So they found the island, and he used his aerodrones to scout it. What they found was horrific, and but they did transmit 26 seconds more of footage back down just before they went down, and that's when he opens up a doohickey, and it shows him Scott, some kind of hologram thing. He's talking about the Outsiders, which if you read any of Jeff Lemire's run, you know who those are. Very good, I have to admit. Good stuff.
Good butcher.
And this is when he found out that one of his outsider buddies, he's got some kind of shape-shifting abilities, and he made himself look like a queen or a Green Arrow so he could, you know, fake his death. And so there you go. I'm going to do more than that, Red Arrow. I have my own sins to atone for. I'm going to help you free them. And that's the first reference of her turning bad in that other thing. And then I'm going to wipe Cadmus from the face of this whole damn planet. So anyway, they're about to go get him, and that's the end of this issue. And then we see
it was a dirty one.
Yeah, that was I like that artist. And then you see people falling out of windows. You see the Brainiac sick or whatever, the Brainiac crew. You see some super Shazam action. Hawkman's floating. And you got some kind of chicks and skirts and the British Union Jack. I don't care for those characters anyway. Just my opinion. So that's it for that issue.
Colleen Hamner did the art on this issue.
Did he?
See that?
No, I didn't even notice. No wonder I liked it. Yes, it is him. Now I realize that.
Like, wait a minute, that was good.
Yeah. Completely unrelated, but remember when we did that issue on Kevin Maguire's art, or that podcast, when we heard he got canned? He's going to be at Planet... that I'm going to in 19 days.
Give him a hug from us.
I will. I might even record off that episode and give it to him just to be, you know, really stalkery and freaky.
We were talking about you. It was fun.
It was fun. Remember that time when you drew that issue of Justice League? Yeah, good stuff, man.
That was awesome, man.
It was awesome.
Not one of my favorite issues of this book, but it was basically they wanted to somehow tie all that the World's End stuff into this book. Because it's been playing its own separate thing. And this was
and there's things that, you know, the fact that you turned traitor, I was like, oh, yeah, we have to address that. That was my big one. That they should have had these going at the same time. Well, no, it still wouldn't have worked because events happened, or they should have had the World's End thing happen first and then have it, you know, we see the war thing. Well, whatever.
You're like, how did that happen? And if you really want to know, think up Earth 2, World's End.
Good point, sir.
Cross-promotion.
Yes, cross-promotion.
So, or even Earth 2, or apparently World's Finest now, too, is also tying into it.
Is it? I haven't read that. Let's see. I'm thinking how many issues I am behind. Oh, I'm 4 issues behind. And, awesome. Okay, I'm all kinds of behind. So, anyway.
A few sit-ups and a couple miles of jogging will take care of that. You'll be fine.
Yeah, there you go. That's the idea. Well, anything else we got this week? Anything else? Anyone?
I'm almost completely caught up on this series. The current issues, and it is really good. It's really screaming to an end here. It will be very interesting to see how they wrap this up in the next, 6 weeks, I think?
Yeah, we got the big stuff coming, don't we?
How many? Future's End is, 48 issues? So, yeah, 6 more issues.
Wow.
Is it 48?
I think. It might be 52.
I don't think it was a full year. It was.
I gotta catch up on.
48.
I gotta catch up with Batman Eternal.
If Batman Eternal is the one that's going to 52 issues.
And, well, and it's taking a break, but it's coming back after Convergence, too. So.
Not according to solicitation.
Oh, really? They changed their mind on that?
Well, I think it'll come back. It'll be like September-ish or October-ish.
I don't remember what they're going to do. But, okay, that's cool.
Well, I think in the current issues...
What?
I think it's been successful for them, so they'll...
Yeah, I think.
They'll bring it back.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. All right, then.
I don't know if they should go 52 issues again, because that... Oh.
Well, it's only because it's weekly. So 52 issues would be one every week for a year. That's the only reason I would, you know, be okay with that.
Well, there's no reason it has to go a year. They can do a weekly series that lasts 6 months, take a break or two, and then come back and tell another weekly story if they want.
Yeah, I'd be like 6 months later, start it up again. They've done that before.
Yeah, like I like the weekly format. I don't feel like it has to be a year.
Yeah.
Just give me good weekly story for as long as it takes, and then come back when you're ready with a new one.
That's a very good plan. Very good plan.
Yep.
I support that. I will mail that one into Burbank and see what they have to say.
Yeah, let them know, man. Yeah. Just all they got to do is put us in their credits. Do it for free, just mention us in the credits and we'll be fine.
Cool.
So, alright then. That's about all I got. Except for thoughts on the new Aquaman poster. And go.
I want him to be blonde. Other than that, I like it.
Okay. Caleb?
I haven't seen
it. You haven't seen it? Well,
what?
No, I've had a hell of a week, guys, so...
No, that's fine.
My internet surfing has been
That's perfectly fine. I will show it to you. One uno momento, sir.
Then we'll get your reaction live.
That's what made me think of it, because I just looked at it. Where the hell it
live? Antler. Yes.
Coming up. I just saw it on this page just like 2 seconds ago. Maybe it was on this page I saw it. Because I know some people. Ah, here we go. Some people.
Game of Thrones.
It's very Game of Thrones-y.
Yes, it is. Okay, here we go. And now, live reaction going now.
Go.
Wow, that's amazing. a laughing stock. 10 reasons.
Well,
sorry, my internet is slow. Okay, so laughing. 10 reasons Aquaman is a badass.
Yeah, but that's the poster right there that they just released.
Huh. Look at that. I actually like that.
I did too. I thought it was cool. Doesn't make me think of Aquaman.
No. My favorite version of Aquaman, outside of the Peter David one, is the Brave and the Bold version. So I guess I really. Seriously, is it great? Yeah. He's great in that.
Outrageous!
Yes.
I love that.
Maybe that's the personality they'll go with.
That would be freaking awesome. And make it more like Guardians of the Galaxy. Then I think that would be cool.
They need to. No, I like this look. Again, I hope that the personality doesn't necessarily match the look, though. I hope that he does have a lighter, more the Peter David version of Aquaman. Because he looked badass. He had the beard and long hair and the hook hand. But still,
I love
that.
Still
light. Yeah.
Personally.
So that's my live, on-the-spot reaction is, I'm down with this.
All right, then. There you go. Well, all right.
And I don't mind. Yes, he should be blonde, Murray. You're 100% right, but...
That's my only complaint. That's the only one.
Are there any blonde live action male superheroes?
Oh my gosh, it's a conspiracy. You're right. Johnny Storm, but I guess they got rid of him.
Well, the original Barry Allen.
Yeah, but he was never live action.
In the TV show? No, you're right. In the TV show, he was not.
Oh, you know what? Johnny Storm wasn't even blonde in the movies, was he?
Mm-mm.
Chris Evans?
No, really. He just used his normal hair color.
Oh my gosh, you're right. It's a blonde conspiracy.
Yeah. Well, all right.
I don't know. I'm just thinking back. I mean, I suppose if, you know, given the history, there's probably one floating around out there, but
Thor. They kept Thor blonde.
Wait. Yeah,
that's right, but man. That character was already like that, though, wasn't he? I mean, that actor has already had blonde hair.
Well, I guess.
Yeah, anyway. All right, then.
Willing, sharing your moments. Sacrifice streaming all night long.
What in the hell?
That would be me. That was a pop-up.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Okay, I wish I hadn't read that. Something about Kanye West. Okay, anyway.
Hey,
yes.
Okay, Thor. Good call.
But that wasn't TV show either, though.
Okay, anyhow. Sorry, so.
All right, let's wrap this up. As always, you can email us at podcast@tellsfromthelongbox.com. At least I think that email's still working.
Sure is.
Okay. And then you can check us out on the Facebook page. We added somebody the other day, the other week, something like that. One whole person.
Did.
It was great. Much rejoicing without the land. And or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that's about it for this time.
Alrighty.
All right. We are out.